Welcome to Scatcast 27.
Can I go home now?
In my hand, I have four Skitscats.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that's Steve. I'm the Script Keeper. This is Scatcast. Go.
Get your goddamn Skitscats here.
And our 27th week of Scatcast.
Gross.
We've been doing this for half a year.
Don't you think you've done enough?
I feel like it's just beginning. Ugh. And really, we consider ourselves a tiny little network now.
I'd like to change the channel, please.
No, but perhaps it's time for an interlude, Steve.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I was just saying your name over and over again as the interlude.
Okay.
I just thought you'd like it.
I don't.
Well, it does kind of break the show up a little bit.
We're not even a minute into the show.
Fair enough. Well, let's talk about the show.
Ugh.
Like I said, four Skitscats.
Those aren't things.
They are now, Steve.
Terrible.
And this week, once again, we will begin with Inside My Mind doing the sciencey stuff.
Gross and or dumb.
Then it's our second week in a row of triple feature.
Three times the crap.
Right. Well, we will begin with our nurse fairy rhymes.
Ugh.
We're still doing Brothers Grimm, but you'll know this one.
You could still walk away.
Well, shit, I can tell you. It's Rapunzel.
How dare you?
I'm just a stinker, Steve.
I noticed that.
Then we go to Liam the Monster Hunter.
Worst episode ever.
I think it's one of my favorites.
And that's why you're dumb.
That's probably fair. We call this one Smartass Up Dumb Mountain.
Terrible.
We don't think so, but this show ain't for everybody.
I am one of those.
And then today we debut the Gunnar Halifax replacement show. It's not a replacement, it's just while Gunnar Halifax is away.
Dumb.
When we get ready for season two, we've got this show.
More Space Dumb.
Well, it's in the same universe, all that kind of stuff. It's called Super Epic Space Stories.
I already think it's worse than Gunnar Halifax, and that's saying something.
Well, I hope you give it a chance. You know, it's new characters. They've all worked real hard this week.
Zach.
Yeah.
We're voices in your head.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget that sometimes. All right, let's do the show. This is Inside My Mind.
Ooh, inside.
So science isn't an ought, it's an is.
What?
Well, what we learn from the scientific method isn't what we ought to do, it's what is.
I don't get your point.
Well, basically, this is the inside of my mind, but we don't know what I ought to do about it.
Okay.
Well, this time the white lab coats have me plugged into the nodes while I'm doing barbecue shit. Okay, I'm not sure how we got in this situation, but we are grilling.
Now, should we be allowed to be around gas?
I do not think so.
Hand me the lighter fluid.
We're not good at barbecuing, and that makes us less manly.
We're great at barbecuing.
No, we are seriously not.
Hungry.
For Christ's fucking sakes, body, what do you think we're doing?
All right, let's pay attention. We're about to light the thing.
Oh, fuck, we got fire. Fire, fire.
Shit, yeah, we got fire.
I don't think we should do this.
This reminds me of Father.
Yeah, he sucked at barbecuing.
That's probably where we got it from.
Oh, sure. Blame the Irish.
No one in our family can cook for shit.
That's not true. Aunt Kathy could cook pretty good.
All right, the fire is burning.
And now the meat's on there.
There used to be an earthling.
Ah, something's wrong with us. Fuck. Ah, calm down, dipshit. We need meat to live.
Technically, you don't need a meat diet
to live.
Shut
the fuck up, nerd.
I would not shut up. Mini vegetable diets would be a good
get
for
out.
You.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, we should ground this really good steak into cheeseburger meat, dude.
All right, you get the fuck out of here, too.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I like cheeseburgers.
Hungry.
Well, we gotta cook the meat before we shove it in our face, whole body.
Hungry.
Yeah.
It smells so good.
Does anyone remember how they all wanted their steaks and burgers?
Oh, shit, we forgot.
I remember Tim asked for his well done with ketchup.
Fuck that guy.
That's the taste palate of a serial killer.
How'd you get back in here? Yeah, not everybody has to have the same taste palate, you guys.
Fuck Tim.
Then why would you do that to a steak well done?
Well, you know.
Why don't you just go get some beef jerky and throw it in the microwave?
Oh, dude, we should try that.
Yo, you guys, we need to focus on these burgers. I think we're preparing to flip.
Hungry.
All right, fine. Somebody bust open a bag of chips and feed this fucking guy.
Chips give us heartburn.
Hungry.
It's better the heartburn later than listen to this fucking guy.
I'm preparing to open the chip bag.
Permission granted to open chip bag.
Chip bag opening commenced.
Chip bag opening acknowledged.
Hungry.
We are fucking doing that right now, body.
I'm not sure about you guys, but it feels like a good time to take the dick out.
Around fire and gas and raw meat.
Yes.
Okay.
We're really stupid.
It's amazing how much the price of meat has gone up recently.
That's because the cost of government is expressed through the price increases of private businesses through the inflationary process.
God damn it, nerd. I said get the fuck out of here.
Oh, remember, somebody wanted a hot dog.
Lips and assholes. Lips and assholes.
Hot dogs remind me of baseball games.
Shut up, inner child.
I love baseball.
Pull the dick out.
So that was barbecuing. I did burn a few things.
You are not a good cook.
Well, you can see why I'm distracted.
Because your brain is wired dumb.
Something like that. All right. Sorry, Mom.
Inside my mind, I'm a piece of shit, and I'm sorry to my mama.
So there's our little warm-up of the cartoonicles for the earballinage.
What the fuck?
It's two higgities for the schmigum, Steve.
You all right there?
That's subjective.
Are we talking to each other?
I'd say the chickens are fine.
Do you need an Advil or can I go home?
I believe that's why we smell when grass cries.
Okay.
Patreon.com/scatcast.
You there?
Of course I'm there. That's my litter box, Steve.
Okay.
Patreon.com/scatcast. That's where you can get exclusive Gunnar Halifax, exclusive Liam the Monster Hunter, more Dave and Angus, and a whole other show. There's a whole other show in
there. Stop doing all these things. I'm sick of you.
Yeah, yeah. And the best way to use Patreon is through PayPal, I think. Isn't that right?
How the fuck would I know?
Well, you can let me know the best way to use Patreon at info@scatcast.com, or really, I'd rather hear about other things. If you want to tell me, well, really anything else, that'd be better.
Dumb.
Yeah, yeah. It's triple feature time.
Let's get it over with.
I push button now.
Sleep, sleep, little baby. Sleep, little baby, you sleep. Scatcast is here to harvest your fears and show you the horrors of life. It's Scatcast Nursery Rhymes.
Really fairy tales, but whatever.
Well, hello, fellow weirdos. Recently, we've told some stories you chitrons never heard before. But a lot of people have heard this one. It's called Rapunzel. And like so many other Brothers Grimm stories, this one's fucked up too. But don't be afraid, chitron. I'll see you on the other side.
Once upon a time, there was a man.
Hello.
And a woman.
Hey there.
And they had long wished for a child, but it hadn't happened yet.
Bring that sweet cock over here.
All right, then. Now, behind their house was a little window which overlooked a beautiful garden full of the finest vegetables and flowers.
Look at the pretty things.
But there was a high wall all around it,
yeah.
And no one ventured into it.
Nope.
For it belonged to a witch of great powers.
Oh, that's me.
Of whom all the world was afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Yikes, my balls just recoiled into my throat. One day, when the wife was standing at the window and looking into the garden, she saw a bed filled with the finest rampion, which I guess some people like in their salads.
It's also called Rapunzel.
I've never had a Rapunzel salad. Anyway.
It looks so tasty.
It was so fresh and green that she began to wish for some.
Goddamn, I want to eat that shit.
And this went on for days. And knowing she couldn't scale that wall, she was sad.
I want that Rapunzel.
And she soon got pale and miserable as the days went on.
What's the matter, my dear wife?
The dude said.
If I don't get some of that rampion to eat, I'm gonna fucking die.
She replied.
Yeah, but it's on private property behind a wall and there's a witch that's there.
I want some so much, you gotta get it for me.
And the man who loved his wife very much thought to himself, well, fuck, whatever it costs, I'm gonna get that fucking shit so she'll shut up.
I'm hungry for the thing I want.
But then he thought to himself, oh, damn, maybe she's pregnant. Maybe this is one of those cravings. I can be the good guy. Also, I better get my shit together, he thought to himself. So in the twilight, he climbed over the wall into the witch's garden. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm a big poisonous talking plant.
Then he quickly plucked a bunch of that salad shit.
Please don't eat me. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, you really shouldn't fuck around in witch's gardens.
Yeah, I know that. It's just my wife. She needs the salad.
Whatever.
And when he gathered enough, he brought it to his wife.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Gimme, gimme.
Then she ate the shit out of a salad with, like, chicken and bacon in it and whatever.
Oh, my God, that was delicious.
But she liked it so much. And it tasted so good.
Yum.
That the next day, she longed for it thrice as much as she had done before.
Oh, fuck me.
I just wanted it so bad.
I told you about the giant talking, probably man-eating plant, right?
I need it. Gimme, gimme.
And if the man was to have any rest at all, he must climb over the wall once more.
This is fucking stupid.
And it climbed up that damn wall again. This time trying to avoid the big talking plant.
Just in and out. In and out. Okay. Okay.
And as he went to climb out the garden, he heard a sinister voice.
Can I help you? How dare you climb over into my garden like a thief and steal my science?
Actually, it was my wife. My wife did things.
You wish to blame another?
Oh, yeah. Please be merciful to me. My wife. All the things. All the fault. Her. Did she did.
Why my salad?
Oh, we live right there, and she can see it out the window. She just goes crazy over it. She's, I mean, just constantly talking about it. She basically would have died if she didn't get some.
I see.
So.
And take as much as you want, on one condition.
Oh, yeah, whatever you say.
The child she has in her womb will be given to me.
Whoa, wait, what?
And I will care for it like a mother.
Why do witches always want babies? No.
Then I guess you die.
Did I say no? I mean, I'm gonna grab some salad.
He said, and then ran the fuck away. But when the time came that the child was born, the witch did appear.
Give me the child.
Excuse me, what?
Remember when you were really into salad? I kind of promised the baby for the salad.
You did what? What the fuck?
You just nagged me so hard. It just seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
And the witch gave the baby the name Rapunzel. So like an asshole, she named the baby after the salad. And she took it away with her.
My baby.
Can we at least have more salad?
Now, Rapunzel was the most beautiful child in the world.
Me again.
You know how it goes.
I'd be looking fine AF.
Well, when the girl turned 12 years old, the witch noticed that she was pretty. And she shut her up in a tower to keep her away from the world.
Okay.
It was in a remote location. And it had neither steps
steps nor a door.
What?
Only a small window above.
Fuck.
And when the witch wished to be let in, she would stand below it, and she would cry,
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Now, just a second, Mom.
And at this point, Rapunzel had beautiful long hair that shone like gold. When she heard the voice of the witch, she would undo the fastening of the upper window, unbind the plaits of her hair, and let down about 20 ells of that shit. And I guess 20 ells is about like 60 feet.
I should probably get a haircut.
And then the witch would climb up that shit.
Well, it doesn't really hurt because I've got it connected to this device here, so, I mean, it's not too bad.
She said to the narrator, killing the momentum of the story.
I'm sorry about that. I sit in a tower all the time. I'm bored.
She continued annoyingly.
Well, fuck you then.
After she had lived in the tower for a few more years, it happened that a king's son was riding through the woods.
That's a weird random tower in the middle of a forest,
he said. And as he came closer to the tower, he heard the sound of singing.
What's that?
Upper bottom jeans, jeans, boots with the fur.
And he was hypnotized by it. It was Rapunzel in her loneliness trying to pass away the time with sweet, sweet songs.
Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba.
And the more he listened, the more he fell in love.
I gotta meet this angel.
Mm-bop, ba-diddle-top-bop, mm-bop, spook-a-blop-sh-bop.
The king's son wished to enter the tower, but there was no door.
Who the fuck builds a tower without a door?
So he rode off defeated. But her songs had entered into his heart, and every day he would ride into the wood to listen to her.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's just gorgeous, beautiful, love it.
And one day, when he was standing there under a tree, not with his dick out, it wasn't gross, we promise, he saw the witch come up and listen when she called out,
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
And he saw how Rapunzel let down her long tresses and how the witch climbed up that shit. And he said to himself,
she's gonna have really strong neck muscles.
And he also said to himself,
if that's the ladder, I'm gonna climb it and meet this girl.
And the very next day, as soon as the morning hit, he went to the tower and cried,
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
And she was like,
that doesn't sound like the witch. Where's all the tongue flapping?
Oh, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, there it is. Okay, just 1 second.
And as soon as she let down her hair, he was up there in 2 seconds.
Hey there.
You know how horny dudes work.
Holy fuck, you're not my mom.
Oh, damn, that witch is your mom?
Yep.
Rapunzel was greatly terrified. She had never seen a man, really, before, because she had been just in that damn tower. And before that, a private school for girls. But the king's son began speaking so kindly to her.
Oh my god, you're singing, your voice, the song selection. Aww. It's like being tinkled on by angels. You're my angel, tinkle on me.
Excuse me?
I mean, I love you, let's do normal things.
And he spoke about how he thought about her every day.
Oh, you're sweet.
And she also noticed he was kind of a stud.
I don't really have a six-pack, it's more of a two-pack and a cooler.
But she too was smitten, even though she'd never really met a dude before.
And will you marry me?
He said, again, you know, horny dudes. And she thought to herself,
I certainly like him a lot better than my dumb witch mom.
And she grabbed him by the hand.
I would happily go with you, but I don't know how we're getting out of here.
Well, we could just cut your hair and tie it to the thing there and just climb down very easily.
Besides that.
Okay, something else?
Yes, please.
So he thought about it and he's like,
I mean, I could probably just go get a rope.
A 60-foot rope? That's unheard of.
Well, I mean,
here's the deal, buddy. Every time you visit me, you bring me like a 10-foot rope.
Okay, but I could probably find a 60-foot.
You bring me 10 feet of rope and I'm going to make a ladder.
I mean, or you could cut your hair.
Get fucked, shit heel.
All right, fair enough.
But then when I have enough rope, we can just go away together.
No, I'll take you to my kingdom.
Oh, you're a prince? Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, did I not say that?
I don't recall.
And they agreed that he should come to her every evening as the old woman came in the daytime. So basically, the witch was in the dark about that shit. Until one day, Rapunzel said to her unwittingly,
hey, Mom, how is it that you climb up here so slowly and the king's son is up here lickety-split?
Oh, wicked child.
The witch, whatever.
What is this I hear? I thought I had hidden thee from all the world.
Yeah, about that. Not a big fan.
Thou hast betrayed me.
Right. What is the deal with the tongue thing?
Oh, another witch put a curse on me, Lala.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that.
But in her anger, she seized Rapunzel by her beautiful hair, struck her several times.
Excuse me. No.
Then the witch grabbed some scissors and started cutting.
No, not my hair, no.
But it was too late. The beautiful locks lay all on the ground.
Well, that's super smart. Now how do we get out of here?
Then the witch pulled out a broom that could fly, I guess. I don't know.
So why did you climb up my hair?
Quiet.
And with evil in her heart, the witch took Rapunzel and put her in a wasteland, in a deserted place where she lived in great woe and misery.
Oh, great. This is even fucking worse.
And on that same day she took Rapunzel away, she went back to the tower in the evening and made fast the several locks of hair to the window hasp. I'm not really sure what a lot of that sentence meant. Basically, she tied the hair to some thing so she could do that ladder shit.
Yes.
Then the king's son arrived and he cried,
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. Hurry up, I brought white claws.
And the witch let the hair down. And like so many times before, the king's son climbed up the beautiful hair. But instead of his beautiful girlfriend, this time he found a wicked witch with glittery fucking nastiness.
There, you came for your darling, but there's no sweet bird here. It no longer sits in the nest.
Well, you don't seem very stable.
The bird sings no more. The cat has got there. I must scratch your eyes out.
Wait.
What?
You didn't kill her, did you?
What? No.
What's with all the weird metaphors?
I'm about to claw your eyes out, Bella. You'll never see Rapunzel again.
No, okay. Now, the king's son was beside himself with grief, and in his agony, he sprang from the tower. He escaped with his life, but the thorns on which he fell put out his eyes, and I think he crushed one of his testicles.
I've got both of them, actually.
So blinded with smashed testicles, he wandered through the woods.
Oh, my smashed testicles.
There he ate nothing but roots and berries, and bitched about the loss of his wife and his sight and his boss.
Why did this happen to me?
And for years he wandered, suffering every second of it. And Rapunzel was all fucked up, too. It really sucked. But then one day in his wandering, he could hear in the distance,
apple bottom jeans, jeans, boots with the fur.
That's my sweetest.
And so luckily, he just randomly wandered to the place where Rapunzel was kept.
Man, what are the odds of that shit?
There he met two twin children, which were his from his last time of having the sexuals with her.
Yeah, these are your kids. They are a fucking handful.
And the prince fell to the ground and wept.
Oh my god, my balls hurt, but I'm so glad to have found my family.
Right.
And your shitty mom blinded me. Kinda, it was partly my fault.
And when Rapunzel's tears touched his eyes, they became clear again. And his ball also healed. Yes. And he got up and took her to his kingdom, where they lived happily ever after. And that's seriously how it ends. The end.
Okie dokie, that was weird. Now what could be the lessons here, Chitrins? One could certainly be to not make decisions when you're all fucked up in the head. But also something about greed and maybe coveting thy neighbor's shit. And also probably just don't be a cunt. See you next week.
Now we skip along down the line to Skit Scat number 3.
Well, this is the second one of the triple feature.
But the third overall Skit Scat.
You're fucking confusing.
Alright, it's 2 of 3 of the triple feature, 3 of 4 of the Skit Scatage overall.
Ugh.
Whatever. We hope you guys are checking out scatcast.com. More and more shit goes up there all the time. There's Velveeta shirts from Liam the Monster Hunter. I don't know who in their right mind would fucking want to buy one, but go for it if you do.
I agree with you on something there.
I think they're rad, but Dr. Smoggy's beard and ball hair oil for humans can be found there. And of course, the map of Marnia blanket is on there, and that's one of my favorite things. I look at it every day.
Yeah, I don't care.
Fair enough. This is Liam the Monster Hunter.
Liam the Monster Hunter.
Yep, here we are, once again in the bowels of fiction, deep within the porta-potty of fantasy. We return to Marnia and get your blankets out. We begin in South Demon God City, but they're gonna go somewhere stupid, so follow along and stay warm. I'm sure this will be terrible.
My sweetest and most dearest Velveeta, I wrote a poem for you. Velveeta, my sweet, oh how I miss your sweet treats. Your boobs, your boobs, your boobs. Beneath all the stars is a love that is ours. But also your boobs, your boobs, your boobs. I call that the boobalicious dance of the fire and ice.
Knock, knock, dumbass. Yep. That was terrible.
Hey, wizard.
Well, hey.
I was just writing to Velveeta.
Right.
Well, since you're in charge of me now, what can I do for you?
We have to go on a dumb mission.
Well, don't pixie dust it for me.
We have to travel through the dumb forest to the dumb mountains.
Well, if your heart's not in it.
Literally, we have to go to the dumb mountains.
Yeah, forget how stupid the names are in Marnie.
We're going to have to go through Demon Town.
Oh, that's super.
And cross over the Blue Blood River.
That's a river I know well.
Right.
At least it's not the Dragon Piss River.
It's a river made of blue blood, Liam. It's still bad.
What the fuck is wrong with Marnie?
Well, at least not going down Poon River to the Great Spooge Swamp again.
That's a good point.
All right, well, get packed. You got about an hour. Oh,
before you go, what's happening with Barfield?
Oh, you didn't hear.
I just see him moping about by himself, biting little kids on the street.
Well, I think you taught Barfield Jr. everything he knew.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, you're super jealous.
Shut the fuck up, wizard.
Whatever, Barfield Jr. took over Barfield's pigeon army.
What do you mean?
He usurped Barfield's authority.
You mean Barfield Jr. instigated a coup?
And he saw it through.
Would that be like a coup-ca-ca-coup?
Right, so he hasn't been the same since.
So his super monster slaying children abandoned him.
Yep. His 7 wives, too.
What, he had 7 wives?
Yep.
And they were all pigeons, right?
As far as I know.
Good, because I find it off-putting when he hits on human women.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Well, if you want a chimera, that's how you get a chimera.
Yeah, whatever.
Nothing like a little humor around bestiality to start your day. Now the whole crew's heading to Demon Town. Pretty stupid.
Yo, Liam.
Yeah, what is it, Dick?
I need you to do that thing again.
We said we weren't going to talk about that.
I need you to do that thing again, Liam.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Nothing. Go back to your side of the wagon.
Albus and the hobbits are back there sleeping.
Yeah, why the hell are they back with us again? I thought they had a concert.
They did. It was last night.
Oh, did you go?
Fuck no.
Well, shit, I forgot about it.
I would have gone if they let horses in places.
If you stop shitting yourself every time you go somewhere, they'd let you in more places.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I didn't think your son and the hobbits would be back so soon.
Yeah, I guess the gig went pretty bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, suck fucking ass.
Yeah, sorry about that, Albert.
It's Albus, you dumb cunt.
Yeah, sorry I didn't make your show and that it went bad.
Yeah, well, tell him what happened.
Well, Dildo Baggins got stage fright, shit himself, and fell off the stage.
Did he say that the chubby hobbit fell off the stage after shitting himself?
Yep.
And Bum Pluggins did so many drugs, he fell asleep at the drums.
Right, well, he's not really a drummer. He's just hitting on the back of a guitar.
Shut the fuck up. We were getting tight.
Yeah, they didn't even get to play a song.
Yeah, but I talked the tavern owner into letting me come back.
Yeah, you might want to think about getting more reliable band members.
Oh, Oh, hey, check it out. Here comes Barfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey there, Barfield, buddy. How you doing, man? Yeah, sorry about the cuckoo. Yeah, well, I've been keeping up on my slayer training. Last week, I went into the Demonwood Forest and slayed one of them fawn things.
Yeah, what did you say you did?
I killed one of them fawns.
Holy fucking... You dumb bastard idiot.
What'd I do, what? I'm pretty sure fawns are on the slayer list.
They are absolutely not, and certainly not from Demonwood Forest.
Well, they did seem pretty surprised that I was hostile towards them.
What do you mean they? How many they? What? How many did you kill?
Well, I only took in one, but I think I nicked three.
There's only like 17 of them in the whole damn wood.
Whatever, Barfield, the extinguisher of the dragon flame.
Yeah, I like Barfield the dragon poner the best. But I digress. What the fuck were you doing killing fawns?
Like I said, it's on the slayer checklist.
Yeah, let's see it, dumb fuck.
I got it right here. I mean, it's, I checked it off last night.
That's a demon fawn, you fuckwit.
It was a fawn in the Demonwood Forest. I assumed it was a fucking demon fawn.
It's not, you shit for brain fuckface.
All I was saying is I was continuing my training, Barfield.
Well, you should probably be in prison.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, you killed non-demon magical creatures that are endangered.
Well, they were really easy to kill.
Yeah.
God damn, I thought I had problems.
You do have problems, always shut up.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so I fucked up and I killed some things I shouldn't have.
Well, I am the wizard of South Demon Guard City. I should probably arrest you.
Well, are you gonna?
No, I don't really care that much. You've killed thousands of things, shut up.
Right, that's good. What's going on here?
I'm not built for being the wizard of a king, and certainly not this king. I'm getting sick of this shit.
Well, look at us. We're on the road trip again up to the Dumb Mountains.
Yeah, but we gotta go back to South Demon Guard City in that shithole.
Right, well, let's think about the mission. Like, what the fuck are we doing in the first place?
Our mission is to assassinate Dr. Donkey Man, PhD.
Wait, what?
We gotta go kill the smartass up Dumbass Mountain.
Okay.
Wait, you're gonna kill the Donkey Man?
Yeah, what do you know about it, Dick?
Well, a lot of us talking quadrupeds tend to know each other.
Wait, you know this guy?
From my childhood, Liam.
You're gonna have to put your emotions aside, horse, because we have to kill him.
Okay, well, I hate him, so if you want me to run faster, I could be angry at him.
Oh, yeah, then go ahead and do that.
And so Dick the horse runs his fucking ass off to Demon Town, and Liam and the wizard are shopping.
Welcome to Demon Town, Bonery and Misery Center. Need something?
Well, I'll tell you what I don't need, and it's spider eggs.
Here are my wares.
All right, that's a copious amount of human skulls.
Hey, you got any fairy juice?
Yes.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, okay, I'll take all that.
What else can I get you?
Well, we could probably use a map through the Dumb Forest.
I have maps.
Please don't show me spider eggs. That's it. Why are demons better at customer service than humans?
Because humans are cunts and pretend not to be.
Okay.
And demons are just straight up cunts all the time.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know where we stand with a demon? If this guy wanted to fuck us up, he would have the moment we walked in here.
Need something.
Yeah, I'll take that map of them woods.
And so now, with all the provisions they need, they head across the Blue Blood River. But while crossing the bridge, they meet an old river troll.
To pass my bridge, you must give me 5 crowns.
Yeah, I got this one, guys.
Yeah, just pay the toll and let's go.
You know, for being a bloody blue river, it's really beautiful this time of year.
Yeah, well, I think it sucks.
God damn, you don't support anything I do.
Yeah, knock it off, douchebag. All right, here, troll, I got something for you.
I appreciate doing business with you.
Yeah, well, appreciate this.
No, Liam!
Oh, damn it, goddamn troll.
You feel better?
Well, consider that my troll badge.
He's just a river bridge troll.
Right.
He's just a government employee doing his job. Yeah, or I guess he was.
He's a troll.
You know, slayers don't just kill anything. They kill things that are evil and dangerous.
It's a fucking troll.
Not all trolls are evil.
He was demanding a toll.
The dude only wanted $5. And it was probably for the maintenance of the bridge. He should have probably noticed his glowing fluorescent government vest.
All right, well, do I still get my troll badge?
Yeah, barely.
They're doing something now. It doesn't matter. Traveling through a wasteland to a dumb thing? I don't know. Nobody cares.
I thought we were going to the woods. This is a desert. All I smell are desert assholes.
Now, there's this big unnamed wasteland.
What do you mean it's unnamed?
I mean, it's just called the wasteland. Look, on the map, it's nothing.
Wait, nobody calls it anything?
Well, we call it the wasteland.
Well, why don't they call it that on the map?
Well, we're near Satan's asshole. Some people call it Satan's taint.
Oh, it definitely smells like Satan's asshole.
Oh, check it out. I see a side mission.
No, let's not do a side mission.
Come on, I just got my troll badge. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, again, you just killed a government employee.
I am still getting my troll badge, and now it's time to get some treasure.
Yeah, no side missions. Let's follow the main storyline. Fuck.
We could be missing out on legendary gear, some sort of important scroll.
Or you could break your neck trying to crawl up some dumb thing in an underground tomb. Yeah, don't fuck up our schedule.
Yeah, I'm not passing up treasure.
And Liam doesn't find treasure. He finds a witch, and she fucks him up. I like this part.
Are you done pouting, Liam? We're almost to the Demonwood Forest.
What do you mean, am I done pouting? This didn't happen to you. It happened to me.
So you stumbled on a cave witch, and she gave you a tail. Now what?
Yeah, wizard, I have a lion's tail popping out my ass now.
I told you not to go chasing side missions.
Well, it's horrifying. terrifying. I'm a freak now.
Yep.
I'm almost a chimera myself.
Well, at least it's a healthy tail.
Yeah, shut up, Axel.
It's obvious you can't. Fuck.
You're just gonna have to learn to live with your damn tail for a minute.
There's nothing you can do.
Not until after the mission.
That's right. What the fuck am I thinking? I don't want you to do anything. Help me find a better wizard.
Yeah, yeah. Kiss my ass. Now, everybody prepare yourself. When we reach the dumb forest, we're instantly gonna lose about 75% of our IQ.
Excuse me, what? Yeah, haha, real funny, Barfield.
That was pretty funny. All right, brace yourselves for being dumb as fuck.
Okay.
It doesn't affect animals, so Dick, it's up to you to follow the road.
Yeah, whatever.
And so our dumb fucks get incredibly stupid. And for 4 hours, they punch and throw poop at each other. But then they make it through.
What in the fuck is going on here?
I think we literally beat the shit out of each other.
There's shit all inside the wagon.
Hey, you guys lost your minds.
Fuck, it wasn't a nightmare. I still have a goddamn tail.
Now, just a reminder, Liam, if you ever feel like selling me or trading me for some bread or something.
Yeah, whatever, Dick. Anybody got some wet naps or something?
Oh, fuck, more of me. That's not a good sign for story structure. Now back to the garbage.
All right, which of the two mountains does Dr. Donkey Man PhD live on?
Well, the one on the right is Dumbass Mountain. The one on the left is Dumbfuck Mountain.
Okay, Marnia is just off. Which dumb mountain?
I already said it was Dumbass Mountain a long time ago.
Well, I'm not paying attention to anything now that I have a fucking tail. Look at this thing.
Man, you should have listened.
Although this is kind of like having a third arm.
Hey, don't touch me with that, motherfucker.
I got your hat.
Don't make me turn you into a fucking toad.
Now, this tail's cooler than I thought.
And then they went up the mountain and they killed Dr. Donkeyman PhD and we came back down again. Are you serious? I'm telling that part of the story?
Dearest Velveeta, Barfield slayed the donkey man, but it's cool because I already got my chimera badge. Oh yeah, your tits. I have some bad news as well. Maybe not. I have a tail now. It's pretty tight, actually. Like, I can just slap people.
Oh, God damn it!
But it might be a little off-putting for you, so I'm thinking about having it removed. But in the meantime...
Ow, fuck you, Liam!
Yeah, we're coming up to the dumb forest again.
Yeah, drink this. It's a potion that'll put us all to sleep.
But you're not a very good wizard, so no thank you.
Go fuck yourself. I have my wand.
Yeah, I can make the potion, Father.
I'll go write a song about your feelings, bitch.
Ah, fuck you, Dad.
Yikes.
Hey, what are you guys doing? What's going on, sis?
Yeah, what's going on, sis?
Why are we covered in shitses?
Yeah, why come there shitses?
Did you just say, why come there shitses?
Hey, fuck you, sis.
Yeah, fuck you, sis.
Have you guys been sleeping this whole episode?
Yeah, see, my potions work.
God damn it, Dad. Quit drugging the hobbits. Lin the Monster Hunter. Lin the Monster Hunter.
Yeah, knock, knock, Liam.
Come here, fucker.
Are you chasing your own tail?
It's taunting me. It's got a mind of its own.
Well, I can remove it real quick if you'd like me to just...
Fuck you, Jabberwocky's ass.
All right, it's your own damn fault. You should have listened to me.
It's taunting me, wizard. Look at it.
If you're going to keep this stupid thing, you should at least learn how to train it.
Whatever, why are you in my bedroom?
Oh, that's right. You know how we killed that troll in the Great Spooge Swamp?
Right, Barfield did that, yeah.
And then you just killed that Riverbridge troll?
Oh, shit, yeah, did my troll badge come in the mail?
No. The Southern Troll Kingdom declared war against South Demon Guard City.
Oh, that's not good there.
So you've been called up for service.
Okay.
Effective immediately.
Okay, what?
Well, the trolls have built themselves up quite a substantial army.
They got an army?
Ugliest fucking army you've ever seen, too. They got orcs and Sasquatch. They ride around on giant demon-possessed pigs. And I know they got a few Jabberwockies.
And you want me to fight against those?
Well, you don't really have a choice because they're attacking the castle in about, 25 minutes.
Holy fuck. Dearest Velveeta, I am fucked. Please don't fuck other dudes after I'm dead, because I'm a selfish cunt.
And for our final skit-scat today.
Rebooted Space Dumb.
It's not rebooted.
It's another spaceship with dumb assholes on it.
It's super epic space story, Steve.
I already feel a disdain for it.
Well, this story exists within the Gunnar Halifax universe. It's at the same time period.
Oh, who cares?
Well, you know, star dates and shit, Steve.
Dork.
I am a dork.
Could we just do this thing?
Well, I do want to say, if you do need your Adventures of Gunnar Halifax fix, there's a little fix within the Patreon community. Every week, starting 3 weeks ago, we've got Gunnar Halifax shorts.
What, behind the paywall?
Well, not only do we make cartoons for your earballs, but sometimes we kind of think about making cartoons for your eyeballs.
Oh god, don't make me look at this shit.
Well, the best way to fund that for now is patreon.com/scatcast, best to use PayPal.
Ugh.
Or buying merch like Dr. Smoggy's beard and ball hair oil, or our little sticker packs, because we make those too.
I don't want to.
I respect that.
Eat shit, Zach.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, now you know how we all feel.
What now?
Just make the free shit and shut the fuck up about Patreon.
Whatever, Steve. All I was trying to say is that inside Patreon, Gunnar Halifax effects is still going on. It's just, you know, little shorts. But here at Scatcast, it's super epic space story, Steve.
Yeah, wake me up when it's over.
Ah, but go, Steve.
What now?
Well, I was hoping you'd do the intro song when I said go.
Oh, so I totally missed that.
Yeah.
Now you look like a total dick.
I mean, I think we both do.
Zach.
Yeah, Steve.
I'm a voice in your head.
Well, it sounds like you're coming out of my face hole, Steve.
Just do the fucking dumb show.
Yeah, yeah. This is
super epic space stories.
Oh my god. Should I push it now?
Oh yeah, this is awkward. Yeah, push it now.
This is a great debut for the show.
We should have done this in pre-production.
I don't want to do meetings.
Just push the button. Super epic space stories.
No? You just keep talking.
Just fuck, I'll push it.
Welcome to Super Epic Space Stories with Captain Vern, Nova Scotia.
Today on Super Epic Space Stories, Vern, Nova Scotia and his crew have followed a distress signal to a grouping of ships that seem abandoned. What will befall our wholesome heroes? Let's find out.
Captain's log. This is Captain Vern, Nova Scotia, and we're checking out a distress signal.
We're coming to our destination now, Captain.
Thank you, Dr. Spunk. Lieutenant Buttkiss, prepare the airlocks for the boarding party. I don't know if the vulgarity is necessary. I guess we have to disagree there. Just do it, Lieutenant Little.
Yeah, what is it, Captain?
I gotta go party before we explore the abandoned ships, so break everybody up into two teams for me.
Okay, Captain.
Make it so.
Captain.
What is it, B1TCH455?
Do I have to go on this mission with you?
You're my security droid, of course you do. Why do you make that noise? I know you don't have lungs to sigh.
I just need to take some time to work on me.
We need a new security droid, Captain.
Yeah, I gotta poopies. I'll meet you down in the airlock.
Captain, this abandoned ship is fully operational.
That's right. Where are all the people then? And why is it so nasty in here?
Something's alive on here, Captain.
What's all this slime shit? There's no need for profanity, Lieutenant Little.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, that was for sure uncalled for.
I am picking up a life form, Captain.
All right, everybody be ready. Let's go check it out. Captain's log. The ship that we found was indeed abandoned.
Well, except for this cat, Captain.
Right, there's a kitty cat. Oh, don't be jealous, Lieutenant Buttkiss.
Ow. That cat clawed me when he did that.
Look what you did now, Buttkiss. Okay, well, you never met my mom, so that comment is offensive.
God, Captain, something's going on. We've got a problem.
What is it, Lieutenant Little?
The engines have gone out.
Oh, no, what do you mean?
The engines have been detached from the ship,
they
Captain.
They fell off.
Yeah, we're torturing the Wookiee here. Turn the alarm off.
Yes, Captain.
How do the engines fall off of a starship?
It's highly illogical, Captain.
Well, we just had the oil changed. Did that do something?
I really don't know, Captain.
Captain.
What is it, B1TCH455?
I'm picking up an additional life form on our ship.
On our ship?
Affirmative.
We picked up a hitchhiker?
Yes, Captain.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Dr. Spunk?
Yes, Captain.
Bring me up the engine room.
Yes, Captain.
Engine room.
Hey, Lieutenant Philly, did the engines of our ship fall off?
Yeah, that wasn't my fault there.
Okay, well, we're gonna need to go collect them and put them back on.
Yeah, I got kind of a lot of things to do today.
Well, if we could make that a priority, that would be good.
Yeah, I'll put it on my list. I think I can get to it next week.
Do you think you could move a few things around?
I probably could.
Let's get the engines back on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that now? What is going on?
Something's happening in the cafeteria.
Oh, golly, what is it?
Somebody's calling in an emergency.
All right, I'm sorry. Turn the alarm off.
Yes, Captain.
B1TCH455.
Now, don't send me.
I have to send you. You're the security droid.
Can I at least have the Wookiee?
Lieutenant Buttkiss, go with B1TCH455. Okay. That's a fair point. Bring a few red shirts with you.
I'm gonna throw up.
Lieutenant Buttkiss, what did you find? Okay, slow down, Buttkiss.
Captain, there are several dead crew members here.
Wait, what do you mean they're dead crew members? Oh, that's terrible. They've been gnawed upon?
There is biological fluid everywhere, Captain, and body parts. It will take many hours to clean.
Oh, do you have any idea what did it?
A biological of some kind.
I know you're a vegetarian with a weak stomach. Just get back to the bridge.
Okay, I don't know what we're up against here. No, really, a xenomorph?
They do infest this area, Captain.
Oh, okay, gosh dang it, now what?
Captain, we have a red alert from the engine room.
Sorry, bud, guess I'll get the alarm.
Again with the swearing. Try not to swear. Or you could call me the F and the C word, okay?
Captain, we've lost the lights.
Yeah, I noticed that, Dr. Spunk, when the lights went out, you know?
You know, this would be a good time to swear.
Just get the dang lights on, please. Captain's emergency transmission, Stardate 100011-8.5. My ship, the Veritas 4, is completely disabled at this point, and most of my crew have been picked off one by one by some sort of creature.
Captain, there's something at the door.
Is it a survivor?
I'm not sure, Captain.
Everybody have your guns ready.
Do I have to be here, Captain?
What do you mean? You gotta be here, you the gosh dang security droid. And where's Lieutenant Little?
That might be her at the door, actually.
Then open the door right now.
That's highly illogical, Captain.
Open the fucking door, you fuck-ass Vulcan.
Yikes. Yes, Captain.
What the fuck is wrong with you cunts leaving me out there to die?
I'm sorry, Lieutenant.
I'm your sister, Vern.
I know.
You left me out there with a fucking monster.
We got separated. I'm sorry, Buttkiss. I'm sorry.
You left me in the engine room, you fuck.
I'm
everybody
sorry.
Died but me.
I'm sorry, everybody stop yelling at
you
me.
Bastard.
This isn't good. Captain Slug,
As far as I know, I'm the only survivor. I'm huddled in a broom closet, hiding from whatever this creature is. It's killed all of my crew, and I saw its eyes. I wait, I hear something coming. Something's coming.
Yeah, there you are, BG.
Why did you do this to us?
You'd be surprised how tasty you are. Now let's begin the process of you turning into my poop, eh?
No.
Hey, Lieutenant Biambe, it's good to see you, eh?
Hey, Dr. Smoggy, how's your vacation?
I just got done having lunch, eh?
Dr. Smoggy, hey. Are you luring spaceship crews to their deaths with fake distress calls again?
Maybe,
Dr. Smoggy.
What? They were dipshits, eh?
Okay, well, whatever. I was waving you to let you know that there is a very strange odor coming out of your fucking lab.
Can you describe the odor?
Let me get the captain. Hold on. Captain Halifax.
What is it, Lieutenant Bambi? I'm taking a shit.
Well, I've got Dr. Smoggy on the wave monitor.
Oh, God, your fuckliness.
Good to see you too, Captain.
Well, your face helped with my bowel movement. That's good.
You're always happy to help, bitch.
So how's your vacation?
Normal shit,
Right, well, your lab is stinking up my ship right now.
Describe the smell to him, Captain.
Yes, what is the odor you smell,
Well, it smells like if you took bantha diarrhea and mixed it with some fucknar vomit with just a hint of gasoline and garlic. In other words, it smells like a hot pocket.
Okay, definitely don't open the door.
I'll come back and fix the problem. I don't want to smell this for the entirety of your vacation.
I kind of have a lot of plans, Captain.
Are you in the tournament again?
Oh, yes.
It's hard for me to want to cheer for you to eat a bunch of people.
It is the nature of my species.
You're the reason I'm certain there's no God.
Glad to help.
But what am I going to do about the smell in my ship?
Definitely don't go into my laboratory, but get some fucking Febreze or something.
Now, what the fuck are you doing on my ship?
It's all very important work, Captain.
Yeah. Who's the giant walking carpet?
This is my new buddy, Buttkiss. Yes, I have a hard time eating Wookiees.
Right.
Mainly because their fur wreaks havoc with my gastrointestinal tracts. And I've always wanted a Wookiee. Who's a buddy, It's like having a dog that can also fly a spaceship,
Right, well, I'm real happy for you, Dr. Smoggy. Is he even potty trained?
But Gus finds that very offensive and problematic, Captain.
Whatever. Paint his hair blue for me.
I don't know what that means.
Whatever, Dr. Smoggy. Don't bring that flea bag onto my ship when you return.
Come on, Captain, please.
We already got you a herd of guinea pig men.
So what?
So what happened to the guinea pig men?
I starved them to death. Why?
That's a good question. Why'd that happen? Because of negligence.
Actually, I was trying to see if I could get their body to absorb the sun so they didn't have to eat.
Right,
but then they died because they did have to eat.
Right, you hear that? What's your name, Carpet? Right, that's right. Buttkiss, do you want to be part of his weird laboratory experiments?
Don't listen to him, Buttkiss. You're my buddy. Come here, buddy. You like
now
that.
Get a room.
You're just jealous, Captain.
I'm not jealous of that Wookiee.
You're jealous I have a Wookiee?
No, not really.
This is all really weird. I'm going to get off the wave now.
No, I'm going to go back to taking a shit.
Okay, well, don't go in my laboratory or in my bedroom.
Whatever, that's where we keep the mop. And bring your ass back here and fix the stupid smell on my ship.
Sorry, Captain. Can't do that.
Whatever, fine. Enjoy your dumb vacation and your dumb tournament with your big, dumb new friend. I hope you guys have lots of dumb little carpet children.
Come on,
50
Captain.
Cloacas apiece.
Talk to you soon. Yes, he's a total piece of shit. Worst alien in the universe many times. You're probably right, but you don't have to be a cunt about it. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Captain's log. This is Captain B.C. Vancouver of the USS Sea Sagan 3. My crew and I investigated a cluster of abandoned ships. All we found was this cat and a bunch of Wookiee fur. What was that?
Never mind what that was. What was that?
I don't know, Lieutenant Gacy, but I think we brought something back from that ship with us.
Oh, you totally did, bitches.
Book of Smoggy.
Okay, so the new show's not called Super Epic Space Stories.
Good, because that was stupid.
It's actually called The Book of Smoggy, and that was Chapter 1.
Dumb.
Join us next week for Chapter 2, unless I'm a stinker again.
Terrible.
All right, my basket of Skitscats is empty for today, but it will be full tomorrow for the Dipshit Files.
Ugh.
And for Thursday's Dave and Angus show.
Double ugh.
They're doing the Kentucky special.
They make geography dumb.
And of course, Friday, the Just a Ride podcast. There are no Skitscats there, but there's two jackasses that join me that are real people that aren't voices in my head.
It's just more work for me.
Yeah, Boris Steve. The editor. All right, that's enough for us. Scatcast.com is how you can help us. Patreon.com/Scatcast is how you can join us. Massive thanks to those of you who already have. We're going to make underground grassroots cartoons. That's a thing, I guess.
Ugh.
Thank you very, very much to Mrs. Scriptkeeper and to our Ice Walls team. Bodhi the Quartermaster is going to have his hands full.
Please don't make me go on that trip.
Also, definitely check out the Shitbox. It's our now private Facebook group, which You know, that's probably a good thing.
A lot of people think Scatcast is very, very dumb.
Well, this is my hill of beans, Steve, and I decide whether they're lima or jelly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, jelly beans and lima beans.
Dude, you ask people for money.
Well, if you're wondering, I do feel some shame.
Ugh.
Well, visit our friends on Facebook. They have all the best memes. It's the Shitbox. The Shitbox Wizard, Don, he'll take care of you. If you want a good laugh, or if you want to talk about Scatcast, that's where you can do it on Facebook.
They do have good memes.
Well, another Scatcast-oriented social media place is Discord.
I do like Discord.
Just like the Shitbox, you'll find a hell of a fun community, including Don the Shitbox Wizard and Chris the Dookie Slayer of Discord.
I thought he was the Discord Dookie Slayer.
He gets two names for being a badass. But, you know, there was a time when I was working for Dan Cummins at TimeSuck, when I was like, you know, I need to go do this show, because if I don't, I'll regret it. And it felt like a legitimate crossroads in my life. And I've tried a lot of things, and it's really fun to see this one, you know, doing what it's doing. So thank you from the bottom of the deepest pit in my soul that makes these terrible things that you can't show most of your friends. Thank you. And we'll talk at you in the future. It'll seem like the present. Bing bong. Just kidding. This is a song from Sovereign Citizen and the Nonprofits. It's from our first record. It's called Watch It Burn.
I can lead the funeral. I can see the chemicals. Lead us to the funeral.
I see you.
Bing bong. If the